Penguin Random House Audio presents Accidentally in Love by Danielle Jackson. Read for you by Zenzi Williams. To Zach, the sunshine to my grump. Thank you for always making me smile. Prologue. Samantha Sawyer stood outside in the crisp night air and knocked on the side entrance of Bugle's bar with the toe of her black combat boots. She was cutting it close on time and wondered if the usual bouncer wasn't in his spot, getting ready for a packed crowd. The harsh Chicago wind flashed across her face out of nowhere, causing Sam to shiver and hunch her shoulders. "Seriously? Open the door," she called out. It wasn't snowing, but February weather was not to be trifled with in this city. She was about to kick the door again when she remembered the password. Using her hand this time, she made a fist and tapped out the agreed-upon staccato beat that had been sent out the night before, and the door opened. Having once been a part of Chicago's burlesque scene, Sam was familiar with how bars transformed into something akin to speakeasies of yore, and found ways to include a password for customers to get inside without a cover. Bugles took it a step further and used an alley door, usually intended for bands and deliveries, for their burlesque performances. Instead of making people say a jazz-age slang word or admit something embarrassing to gain entry, they required a specific knock. It was a bit over the top, but Sam liked it. These extra touches created the perfect ambiance for the show before it began, and Bugles, one of the River North neighborhood's most popular bars, always went above and beyond on burlesque night. Sam knew most of that had to do with Ricky Sakai, the bar and restaurant manager who ran Bugles with panache, and who was also the wife of one of Sam's close friends and coworkers, Dana Hayes. Sam's eyes slowly adjusted to the dim lighting, though she knew Bugles by memory since she had come through the place so often. If she had been performing that night, Sam would have gone down the short hallway to her left that led to the back room, where a frenzy of satin, feathers, and glitter would flit between the laughter and chit-chat among the night's dancers. That night, however, she turned to her right, toward the bar, to find her friends.
"Sammy! Sam! Over here!"
Sam heard the loud voice of Dana, waving and calling out to her like she thought Sam would miss her. No one could miss Dana. She had fire engine red hair, a boisterous laugh, and she knew how to attract attention. And not just because she was a well-known plus-size beauty influencer with not one, but two of her own lingerie lines. Dana was one of those people who loved to be at the center of everything, including the wraparound booth their friend group occupied that night.
"We saved you a seat, girlie," said Cassie Harris, her good friend and at times her boss.
Sam was the office manager for Cassie's photography studio, Buxom Boudoir, during work hours. Cassie pointed to the end of the booth, her signature red lips in a wide, knowing smile, gleaming against her flawless brown skin. Sam approached the table cautiously. She knew that mischievous look. Cassie was a determined, vivacious black woman who had recently starred in a lingerie ad campaign in addition to running her successful small business, and she was engaged to the love of her life, Reed Montgomery. He sat next to Cassie with a far too innocent grin on his face, looking to the open seat at their booth. On Reed's other side was his brother, Russ. Of course, the open seat was right next to him. Sam knew what her friends were doing. They all stared at her, including Russ, which was just the bee's frickin' knees, wasn't it?
"That's a tight squeeze,"
Sam said, looking from the open spot at the booth and then to nearby seats, trying to find any other option to no avail.
"I'll probably grab a drink and then maybe hang out by the bar."
Thankfully, there was one seat left at the bar back in the corner. It was beside the drink station where servers picked up orders from the bartenders, but Sam didn't mind being right next to the bustle.
Over the years since she started working at Buxom Boudoir and became a regular patron at Bugles, she had gotten to know the staff and enjoyed watching Ricky and her team at work. Sam sat down at the bar and draped her coat on the back of the short leather seat back. She was about to take off her scarf, but she decided to keep it on. A relatively new purchase, Sam's accessory was a gauzy, filmy little thing that didn't do much by way of warmth, but had a killer spiderweb pattern stitched into it and served as a security blanket for the night's festivities. And while she did like that it complemented her sartorial preference of wearing all black all the time, no matter the season, this scarf also covered up her scar. And that scar was the reason Sam wasn't up on stage dancing. Well, not entirely, but it was part of it. At her annual gynecologist appointment last year, her doctor mentioned that her thyroid felt enlarged. Tests upon tests came next, then more checkups and office visits, until eventually Sam was diagnosed with Graves' disease, an autoimmune disorder that, in the most basic of terms, meant her immune system was attacking the hormones her thyroid produced. Who knew that the thyroid, that weird little butterfly-shaped gland right by the throat, regulated a shit ton of things in the human body? And the treatment for Graves' disease and the overactive thyroid it caused? Thyroid removal. Which meant Sam was now the owner of a pretty sweet scar. Strategically placed in a natural neck crease, the scar wasn't that noticeable, though Sam did feel like a Tim Burton heroine come to life when she noticed it in the mirror. It had been a few months since she went on vacation and took some time off to recover after her surgery, and things were healing nicely. But Sam still noticed it whenever she looked in the mirror. She could feel it when she had a random itch on her neck. The scar had become a constant reminder that her body was different now. Her metabolism was essentially non-existent because she didn't have a thyroid, and she would rely on synthetic hormones for the rest of her life, which also meant she'd gain some weight, and she'd likely gain more in the coming months. So could she be blamed for not wanting to take off her scarf, or any of her other clothes for that matter? Still, Sam was glad she was there. She hadn't been out in a while, trying to keep things easy as she settled into her new normal. And she was there to support her BFF roommate and Buxom Boudoir's cosmetology wonderkind, Kit Featherton. She and Kit bonded over taking a burlesque dance class together and then working on a double act that they called the Topsy Tipple. Kit's burlesque name was Champagne Blonde, and Sam's was Whiskey Sour. Their stage alter egos were heightened versions of themselves. Kit, dainty and cheeky, Sam, sultry and surly. They became besties through their shared love for dancing burlesque and had taken the Topsy Tipple on the Chicago burlesque circuit. So when Sam's body started to change and she didn't feel comfortable in her own skin, burlesque was the easiest thing for her to let go of. The exhilaration and satisfaction she used to get from dancing wasn't there anymore. At least not when she was revealing more and more of her body through a routine. The art of the reveal was the entire point of a burlesque number, to entice and titillate, and Sam just wasn't feeling it anymore. The loud, tinkling crash of ice filling the well behind the bar brought Sam out of her one-woman pity party, and she was in luck. Her best friends and coworkers were all incredibly talented and influential voices in the body positivity movement. Co-owners of Buxom Boudoir, recently named the city's premier boudoir and pinup photography studio by Chicago Magazine, Cassie and Dana were proud plus-size women, taking over the fashion world one-size-inclusive lingerie line and national ad campaign at a time. If anything, Sam had inspirational and aspirational examples of loving her body as it was in spades. Aside from managing her changing body, baseline of health, and well-being, Sam was also busy at work. Okay, more than busy. Sam would never say she was overwhelmed, but someone from the outside might think so. Nonetheless, She adored working for a Black woman-owned small business.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?